We begin the current daf Masechtas Yuma, daf Gimel. We begin four lines down from the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues the theme of the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we introduced our Masechta with the first parak and the first Mishnah, where it spoke about the chiv of hafrash of separating the Kohen Gadol 7 days before it does the Avodah. Similarly, the Gemara brought a Mishnah that spoke about the same thing that applies by the Paraduma. And the Gemara brought the source for this from Lasas L'chapra Aleichem. We compared the Avodahs of Lasas of the Mice of Parah and L'chapra of the Mice of Yom Kippurim from Kasher Tziva, like it says over there by the Miluim, we had to separate the Kohanim that were doing the Avodah 7 days before they did the Avodah. Now the Gemara introduced on the previous daf many different questions about how do we know that that pasuk of Las L'chapra is including Paraduma and the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. So regarding Yom Kippurim, we said from the word L'chapra, that L'chapra atonement means Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says, how do you know it means Yom Kippurim? Maybe it means other Karbanos, maybe it means Yom Tovim, maybe it means Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara answered all the different questions. Now the Gemara continues on that line of questioning and says, how do you know L'chapra means a separation of 7 days before the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, Ve'im Atzeres? Let's say it includes the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And that's because it fits all the qualifications that were fine-tuned on the previous stuff when it answered why it cannot be Sukkot, why it can't be the Shalosh Regalim, why it can't be all these different things. It seems that Shavuos fits all the criteria. Depreciate Shivli Yemechad Hu. It's a separation of 7 days before for 1 day. It doesn't have Kiddush beforehand, like Shmini Atzeres. It's not for 7 days, like Sukkot. It has a designated time, like the Miluim had. It fits all the criteria. So how do we know L'chapra means the Avodah of Yom Kippurim? Maybe it means the atonement of the Karbanos that are burned in Shavuos. So that Amar Rababa says, Danin par echad ve'ayil echad. We learn, which was by the Avodah of the Musaf of Yom Kippurim, where it says that the Kohen Gadol brought one bull and one ram, mi par echad ve'ayil echad, which is by the parasha of Shemini Lemiluim, which is the pasuk of Vayikra Perek Tes, where it says there also that for the avodah of Nimiluim was kachlcha egel ben bakar lechatas, that he brought one bull and one ram. V'lafuke atzeres, but that would have come to exclude from the Yom Tov of Shavuos the shnei elam ninu, where there were two rams, and therefore if we're comparing this lechaper from Miluim to somewhere else, that we have to have a separation of 7 days before, and for 1 day, we're going to compare it to Yom Kippurim, which is more similar than Shavuos, because over there they have the similarities of Yom Kippurim and Miluim, of Parech and Ba'al Echad, in contrast to Shavuos, which has Shnei Elim, two rams. Now, the Gemara asks, Hanich Lamando Amar, this teretz that you just gave, why we pick Yom Kippurim over Shavuos, is good according to the opinion that says that Yom Kippurim Ayil Echad. That you're right, in Yom Kippurim there was only one ram, so one bull, one ram, from one bull and one ram, in contrast to Shavuos, which has two rams. But according to the opinion, as we're going to quote this Machlokes, that Yom Kippurim had two rams, so then Ma'akel Mamba, what are you going to say? It seems that Shavuos and Yom Kippurim are in the same par. They both had two rams. The time that we learn the brayis of the following Machlokes. Rabbi Eimer says, Ayil Echad Hu. There was one ram that was brought as a carbon siba on Yom Kippurim. And that is Ha'amr Khan, where it's said over here in Sefer Vayikra, which is in Parshas Achrei Mois, where it says that Me'es Adas Bnei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Siri Izum L'chatas, V'ayil Echel Oil. It says you should take one ram for Karban Oila. That pasuk which it says in Me'ikra, Hu Ha'amr B'cham Mishapikudim. Although generally we don't repeat it, it's the same Parsha that said in Sefer B'midbar, in Parshas Pinchas, where it speaks about the Musafin, it's the same Ayil Echel. Although it mentions Ayil Echad here and Ayil Echad there, it's the same reference. And therefore, there was really only one Ayil. However, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, he says, Shnei Elamheim, there were two rams brought. Echad Omer Khan, one which is said over here in Sefer Vayikra, the Echad Omer B'chamesh HaBikudim, one that's said over here in Sefer Bamidbar. So according to that opinion, it's difficult. What is better, Yom Kippurim, than Shavuos, if they both had two rams that were brought? So now the Gemara says, no, you can even answer it, Afilo Tamer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon, it's not difficult why we're choosing Yom Kippurim to learn it off of Miluim and not Shavuos. Because Hasam, over there by Yom Kippurim, even according to Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon, that there were two rams, but they were for different purposes. Chad, one of them, which is a reference to the one that's mentioned in Pasha Achrei Mois, L'chayvas Hayyim. That was for the obligations of the day of for the Avod of Yom Kippurim. And that is, that aisle was not called a Karban Musaf. To prove it, it doesn't say over there, Milvad Oilas Habaker, that to bring this ram besides the morning Oila. And that is because by every Karban Musaf, it says, Milvad Oilas Habaker, besides the Oila, the Karban Tam that comes in the morning, you also have to be Maisif and add on to the Karbanos that are brought that day, on every day. What's a karban musaf? You're adding on. That's what a karban musaf is. And therefore, whenever it says about a karban musaf, it says milvado lasa baker. Doesn't say that over there in Parashat Achrei Mois, because it wasn't in the tzura, in the format of a musaf. It was for the avodas hayom of Yom Kippurim. V'chad lo musafin. But the other source where it talks about it, although there's two rams, the other one was for a musaf. Lafuke atzeres, but that would come to exclude from Shavuos. Where both the rams were for the obligations, not in the format of musaf, but both were for the obligations of the day, and that is for the obligation of the shtehal lechem, which is not part of the avoidus of the day, like tamid and musaf, but rather for the avoidus of that specific holiday, that specific yom tov, as it says over there, behekraftim ala lechem, that with the breads, which are the shtehal lechem, that burn shavuos, will be elin shnayim, will be two rams. Now, regarding the Chayv HaSayim of Meiluim, there was one ram. So we can learn that Yom Kippurim, even though there was two rams, but they were different. One was Musaf, one was Chayv HaSayim. So one Chayv HaSayim of Yom Kippurim could be learned from one Chayv HaSayim of Meiluim. But Shavuos, there the two rams were both Chayv HaSayim, they're both obligations of the day with the Karbanos of the day of the Shteh Alechem, that you cannot learn out from Meiluim, which had only one ram for the Chayv HaSayim. So the Gemara says, fine, you can't learn out Shavuos. But the Rosh Hashanah, let's say Lechaper is a reference for the Karbanos that come in Rosh Hashanah, the precious Shiva L'Yom Echadu, which is also separating the Kayan that's doing the Avodah 7 days beforehand for one day, which seems to fit all the criteria that Yom Kippurim has. And therefore, why do we pick Yom Kippurim that's separating 7 days before and not Rosh Hashanah? So Amr Bavo, he says, Dun in Par V'Ayel Shaloi. In other words, yes, you're right, Rosh Hashanah is also having a Par and Ayel. But we learn out where it's his own, the Kohen is doing the Avodah, it's his own bull and his own ram, Mipar V'Ayel Shaloi, where it's his own bull and his own ram. And that is, by Miluim, the Kohen Gadol himself had to bring and purchase his own bull and ram. As it says, Kach L'cha Egel, you go ahead and you purchase a ram, Aaron HaKohen, a bull, and so and a calf. And so to Yom Kippurim, it says that the Par and Ayel had to be his own, because it says, B'Zayis Yah B'Aaron HaKohedish, B'Par B'Makor, that he has to go ahead and purchase his own. And therefore that answers both Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, where although even Rosh Hashanah has par and ayil, but it's coming from the tzibur, from the public funds. And therefore, if we're comparing something to the miluim, it's going to be something that's exactly like that, which is when it's being purchased from his own private funds and not from the tzibur. Now the Gemara asks on that, Hanich l'man da'amar, this that you just answered, this discrepancy between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Kippurim is brought from the Kohen's own funds, which has shared that with the commonality with the Meiluim, in contrast to Rosh Hashanah, which comes from the public funds. That's only good according to the opinion that quotes the Pasuk in Vayikra, which is a reference to Meiluim, that says, Kach lecha, you should take for yourself, which yes, that opinion holds Mishalcha, that it has to come from your own funds. Similarly, we continue on to Amud Beis, where it says another Pasuk, Va'asei lecha, that you should make for yourself, which that's in reference to that you should make for yourself two trumpets made out of silver, where it means mishalcha. It's using the term lacha to say that it has to be from your own money. So according to that opinion, it makes sense, because since it uses that term of lacha by Yom Kippurim and by the miluim is saying that you should take it for yourself. So therefore it's saying that, yes, you should take it from your own funds and conscious to Rosh Hashanah. Elamanda amim mishal tzibur, but according to the opinion that says, as the Gemara will illustrate shortly, that even when it says lacha, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to come from your own funds. Rather, it could even be mishal tzibur from the public funds. So what are you going to say? Again, there's no proof that miluim came from the Kohen Gadol's own funds. Even though it says lacha, it's the same thing, and they'll be coming from the public funds. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the same as Yom Kippurim, as miluim. The time like we learned the Brisa of this machlokes. Says in the pasuk, kach lecha, what does that mean? You should take for yourself. It means mishalcha from your own funds. Similarly, when it says vasei lecha, it means mishalcha from your own funds. In contrast, where it says v'yikhu eilecha, that they should take for you, that's them, that's mishal tzibur, that's when you take from the public funds. That's the Rebbe Yoshe, that's the first opinion mentioned in Brisa, which again is the opinion that it would make sense, the answer the Gemara gave. That Yom Kippurim and miluim are distinct, and that it comes from the Kohen's own private funds, in contrast to Rosh Hashanah. However, B'yaynis in Oymar, he says, the second opinion in the Brisa, Ben kach lecha, ben v'yikh lecha, whether when it says that you should take, or whether they should take for you, either way it means mishal tzibur. You don't have to take your own money. It's coming from the public funds. Now, umatam alo mekach lecha, and then why does it use the terminology of you should take for yourself? Kiviyachal, it's so to speak, as if giving over this type of a message, mishalcha ani roitza yesu mishalem, I desire yours more than theirs, although we're taking their money, but I really want yours. So that's why it says kachalcha, but really it's coming from the public funds. Abachanan Amr, the third opinion mentioned in the Braisa, he says, Mishum Rebeliezer, says, Kasav Echad Omer, he brings down a contradiction where we find this, who's doing it? Is it from them? Is it from yours? And here it's even in regards to the same item. On the one hand, it says, V'sisha locha reinates. Hashem tells Moshe, you should make a sisa, you should make for yourself an ark made out of wood. Because of Echadim, and yet another pasuk says, V'asu arinates ashitim, that they should make a wooden ark. So how to resolve it? Who's making it? Moshe or the Jewish people? So Kan Bizman Shi Yisrael Oysen Tzayin Shemakam. One pasuk, the one when it's called in regards on the name of the Jewish people, that asu, that they're making it, is when the Jewish people do the will of Hashem. Kan, here where it's called that Moshe is making it, is Bizman Shein Oysen Tzayin Shemakam, when the Jewish people are not doing the will of Hashem. That's how we understand the psukim, if it's considered them or you. However, the question stands that according to Rabbi Yonason's opinion, the Braisa, that L'cha doesn't necessarily mean that it's coming from the Kohen's own funds, and therefore Yom Kippur, Miluim, Rosh Hashanah, they're all the same. They're all power and Ireland, all coming from the public's funds. So again, the question returns, then how do we know that L'cha is telling Yom Kippur and not Rosh Hashanah? So that the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Rabbi Yonason would agree to the tariffs we said, because Ad Kan Lo Pligi, when did we have this machloikis in the Braisa between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason? They only argued, Ela bekichas di alma vasis d'alma. Generally, when it says taking or making, and there where it says lecha, there they had this machlaikis, does it mean from your own funds or not? And that is kichas di alma, when it generally says taking, for example, passing in Shemais, kach lecha samim, take for yourself spices. Or when it says asis d'alma, when it says general terms of making, as it says a passing by Midbras, say lecha shteicha tzeis kesef, you should make for yourself two trumpets made out of silver. So there is where there was this argument, does it mean lecha, that it has to be from your own funds, or even from the public funds, it just means I would desire it from yours. So that's where they argued. Aval hanoch, but regarding miluim and Yom Kippurim, there everyone, even Yosef would agree, that perushik kamefarish de mishalchahu. The pasuk is explicitly telling you that lecha is coming to tell you that it's coming from the Kohen's own funds. And that's why original Gemara's Teretz stands, that Yom Kippurim and miluim both mean from their own funds. It's par v'al shalai, in contrast to Rosh Hashanah, which is from the public funds, as the Gemara explains. B'miluim mechti. Let's see. The parasha when it talks about by the miluim, Ksiv, it says in the pasuk in the Yikra, Bel b'nei Yisrael tadabar lehem, to the Jewish people you should speak as follows. K'chusir izim l'chatas, you should take a goat for a chatas. Now, why does it then say, V'yoyim el Aaron, then speak to Aaron? He just said, speak to the Jewish people. Now he's changing direction, saying, speak to Aaron. Kach l'cha egel ben bakar l'chatas. Take for yourself, says l'cha over here, a young calf for a karma chatas. Lamali, what do I need this for? Why does the pasuk change directions from what it started off talking? First it's talking to the Jewish people. Now we know it's not the Jewish people. They're kind of doing that void. Yet it's talking to them. Then it changed direction and say, talk to Aaron. Take for yourself. Shemamina, obviously from the direction of the pasuk, we can learn, kach l'cha, what does it mean take for yourself? In this context, even Rabbi Yonason would agree, it means mishalchahu, means it should come from your own funds. So that is a proof by the miluim. Same thing applies by Yom Kippur, because by Yom Kippur mechti, let's look at Yom Kippur. Except it says in the pasuk of Vayikra, b'zayis yavei Aaron HaKadosh, that with this whole avayda that's it's delineated in the parasha, with this Aaron HaKadosh could come into the holy areas, Bepar ben Bakr lachatas vegeimer, with a young bull for a karma chatas. And then the Nosa says, when we eat sadas b'nei Yisrael, that from the congregation of the Jewish people, yikach shnei siri izim lachatas, you should take two goats for a karma chatas. Now, why now does it say, v'hikrivis par achatas asher loy lomali? Why do I need it to say, and then Aaron brings the bull of the chatas, that is for him. Why does it say asher loy? The pasuk already said whose is what. This you take for yourself, Aaron, for your kapar, for your family. This is for the Jewish people. Why, when it says it that he should bring it, it then says ashal loy, that's for him. So shemamino hay loy, what does it mean that's for him? Mishal loy hu. It means to say it should come from his own funds, and that is why we know that par va'ayl shaloy, it is from his own funds. Even though they argue regarding other areas, here they would agree that it would be obvious from the context. Even Rabbi Yonason would agree that it would be coming from their own funds. And that's why we learn L'chaper, Yom Kippurim, from Miluim, and not Rosh Hashanah. Another Teretz the Gemara gives, Vashi Amar, he says, Danan par l'chatas v'ayil le'ayla. We learn that, yes, maybe Rosh Hashanah has par v'ayil, but it has to be that the power of the bull is coming as a Karban Chatas, and the ayil will be brought as a Karban Oyla, which is the case by Yom Kippurim, which is by the Karban Yachid, although before we were speaking about the Karban Tzibur. Now, according to this Teretz, in the Gemara, we're talking about the private Karban of the Kohen Gadol, where it says, Bezeis Yevei Aaron, the bull was a Karban Chatas, and the ram was a Karban Oyla. That we could learn, Mipar Lachatas Ve'yayla Yayla. That we could learn from the Shemini Lamelum, which also had a bull as a Karban Chatas, and a ram as an Oyla. Lafuka Rosh Hashanah Vatzeres, that excludes Rosh Hashanah Vatzeres, that even if you would say that they would be similar to Yom Kippurim in having a par and ayil, but there the tavayu both by the Rosh Hashanah, where the par and ayil are oilas ninu. They're both oila, and that's why you can't learn that from milum, because it has to be the par lachatis and ayil oila, which is the case of Yom Kippurim and milum, in contrast to Rosh Hashanah, which although it has par and ayil, but they're both oilas. Ravina Amar. Ravina says a teres that will answer all the questions from this daf and the previous daf. He says, Danan Avaida B'Kayin Gadol. We learn something that requires the Avaida with the Kayin Gadol, which is the case by Yom Kippurim, Me'Avaida B'Kayin Gadol, by something that requires the Avaida with the Kayin Gadol, which was the case by the Milum, as the Pasuk says in Me'ikra, V'Yikra V'Aaron Olam Mizbech. It was Aaron, the Kayin Gadol, who did the Avaida. Lafuki Kuli Kishyos, and that excludes all the questions that we had, the Lav Avaida B'Kayin Gadol Ninu. That Lekhaper is not going to be including them, because they're not exactly like it was by Miluim, because those do not require the Avaida with the Kohen Gadol, let's say on Shavuos or on Shemini Atzeres, all these different times, and therefore we're not including them, we're only including Yom Kippurim. Vikida Amr, that does say a different version, that Amr Ravina said, Danan Avaida Tchila, we learn out something that it was the beginning of its service, Me'Avaida Tchila, from something else that it was the beginning of its service, which is Yom Kippurim from Milum, Lafukihani, which excludes all these other questions, the Lav Tchilininu, it wasn't the first time of doing that Avodah. So the Gemara asks on this Ikedami, this other version of Ravina, my Tchila, what does it mean, the first? Ilei Metchila B'Kayin Gadol, if it means to say it was the first time of the Kayin Gadol, and that is you're learning at Yom Kippurim, which is the first time that Avodah was being done with the Kayin Gadol by Karbanet Tzibur on the first Yom Kippurim, and you're learning that out from the Avodah on the Shemini Lamiluim, which is the first time that the Kohen Gadol did Avodah at all. But then the Gemara asked, and Hainu Kamai, so that's essentially the first version we had of Ravina, which had to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So the first time he ever did it was Shemini Lamiluim, and the first time he ever did it was the Avodah with the Karban HaSibur was on Yom Kippurim. But essentially that's the same thing that had to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So Ella, rather, the second version of Ravina's Pshat means the El Avodah Tchila B'Mokim. It was the first time having this Avodah done in this place. That is what you learn at Yom Kippurim, Me Avodah Tchila B'Mokim from the Shemini Lamiluim, which was also the first time doing Avodah in this place. Which is because Yom Kippurim, that's a special Avodah which is done, Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kachi Kachim. Which on the first Yom Kippurim was the first time this Avodah was done in an area where no one had ever stepped in foot beforehand. Now that you learn out from the Shemini Lamiluim, which was the first time the Avodah was done on the outside Mizbech and Mizbech HaChitzen. And therefore that's a different Teretz, and that is in this place, it's the first time this Avodah was done, inside the Holiest of Holies, which is Yom Kippurim. That you can learn out from Shemini Lamiluim, which was also the first time the Avodah was done in this place, which was in the outer Mizbech. Now Rashi forewarns and he says, although it would seem that Shemini Lamiluim was not the first time the Avodah was done in Mizbech, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the 7 days preceding Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he did the Avodah there on the outside Mizbeach. However, that's not called the Avodah in relation to the Avodah of the Kehanim, because they were wearing the Big Day Kuhuna. Moshe Rabbeinu did it only with a white cloth, which was only for a specific time that it was allowed to be done during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim. Nevertheless, it's not considered the Avodah being done, at least in respect to the Avodah of the Kehanim, and that's why that's not a difficulty, and therefore, again, it's Yom Kippurim that we're learning from Shemini Lamiluim, because they're both the first time the Avodah was done in this place, in contrast to all the other times. Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar. So now, when Rav Dimi came, he said that there's a machlekes, actually, although we were assuming from Daf Beis already, that there's two times that you have to have a hafrasha separating the kohen that's doing the Avodah 7 days before, both by Yom Kippurim, as it says in our Mishnah, and by Paraduma, as it says in the other Mishnah. However, Rav Dimi said a machlekes. Rabbi Yechonon Masni Chada. Rabbi Yechonon learned only one drasha from the pasuk that we brought down of Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh, which we learned from the Avodah of the Miluim. He only learned out one hafrasha. Shimon Levi Masni Tati. Shimon Levi is the one that learns that there's two hafrashas. Now, the Gemara explains.
Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, he only learns out one drasha, one hafrasha, which is, it says in the pasuk, la'asos l'chaper, that you should do as an atonement, just like we did today on the miluim in the midbar, so too for your future generations, you should do kasher tziva, the same thing, la'asos l'chaper. Now, elu, ma'asos Yom Kippurim, that's a reference to the actions of Yom Kippurim, which is la'asos l'chaper. Shimon Levi Masni Tarti, he learns out two things from that pasuk. Lasos, to do, is a reference, elu masi par. That's a reference to the activities that are done with the paraduma, the coin that's going to be burning the paraduma to create the ashes. You have to separate him 7 days before. And lechaper is a separate halacha to create an atonement, elu masi mikipurim. That's a reference to the activities of mikipurim that the coin gadol had to be separated 7 days before. Now the Gemara asked the following question. Rabbi Yechanan masni chada, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan only taught one hafrasha from this pasuk? But not knan. We learned two Mishnayos that seem to contradict that. We have our Mishnah that says Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, it had to be Afrasha. And yet we have a Mishnah Masechtas Parah that says Shivas Yom Kodim Shivas Parah, 7 days before the Parah was burnt, you had to separate the Kayan. So how could he say there was only one when we have two Mishnayos that say clearly that there were two times? The Gemara answers Maila Ba'alma. It was just an elevated Maila that was introduced, and that is, as we had discussed in the previous daf, that because of the leniencies that they had done regarding the mice, the paraduma, that they purposely was metame the kohen that was going to be burning the paraduma to make him into tful yayim, which was because we wanted to come to exclude from what the tzedukim held that it has to be someone that had already waited for sundown. So because of that, they made many, many milas to balance that leniency that we were doing, so to speak, and making him into tful yayim, which is not the highest level of tahara. That's why we went and did all these different precautions to protect that, and we made a hafrasha 7 days beforehand, but that's just a maila, that's not actual limud from the pasuk, and he only learned one thing, which was the kohen gadol, the Yom Kippurim, but by the maisa parah, that was just a maila ba'alma. But that the Gemara asked, how can you say Rabbi Yechanan said only learned one thing, but va'amri ben yumi bar chilkia, amr mechasi bar idi, amr Rabbi Yechanan, they said this over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, in interpretation of that pasuk, kasha asa b'yem hazeh, like it was done on this day, the day of Milum in the Beis HaMikdash, by the first time when they inaugurated the Avodah in the Beis in the Mishkan, tziva Hashem l'asas l'chaper lechem, so too Hashem has commanded for you to do this in future generations as an atonement, which is to make a separation 7 days before. And what was the drasha of Rabbi Yechanan? L'asas to do was elu ma'asim parah, and l'chaper was elu ma'asim kippurim. So how can you say Rabbi Yechanan had one when we say clearly Messiah in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that there were two drashas of Parah and of Yom Kippurim? But the Gemara answers, Hahudir Rabbi. That halacha of Rabbi Yechanan was in the name of his Rabbi, but he himself did not say it. As we see, the Chiyasa Ravin, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmal, it was Rabbi Yechanan that really had said over the name of his Rabbi, Lasa say Lamaisa Parah, L'chaper Lamaisa Yom Kippurim. But he himself did not hold of it. He held only one drash of Yom Kippurim, and by Parah was Maila Ba'alma. Now the Gemara continues with a discussion of the disputants in this, was there one drash or two drashes? So Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan. So Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, Mehechen Kiyafisla. Where do you learn this hafrasha of 7 days beforehand, which you learn is only by Yom Kippurim? Where do you learn it from that you see that you have to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before? So he said, Mimiluam, as we had been discussing up until now in the Sugis, from the parasha of Miluam. And that is just like over there, it says that it has to be 7 days beforehand. It says lechaper to include Yom Kippurim. So that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan. Now, ima miluim kol akasa ben ma'akev ben. If that's the case, you learn from miluim, then it should be exactly like miluim, and that is just like by miluim. Whatever was written was mi'akev, which meant to say that if it wasn't done, then miluim would not have been good. As the Gemara learns later on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, every point of halacha was mi'akev. It withheld the hatzlacha of the carbon, and if it wouldn't have been done exactly how it was supposed to be, there's no b'diyevitz that it would have worked. So therefore, that's the case. Yom Kippurim, which you're learning out from there, should also have the same halacha, that whatever is written regarding it should be ma'akiv and should not work even b'diyevitz if it's not done. Now, if you're going to say that, yes, Yom Kippurim is the same as Milum, that it has to, whatever is written regarding the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, is mi'akev, it holds back the success of the Avodah. But what now we learned in our Mishnah, we said, umaskinen loy kohen achar. We said that we're afraid that some type of a tumah might happen to the kohen gadol. He's the only one that could do the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, and it's a very important Avodah. So they prepared another kohen in case, ready to go, in case that the kohen gadol would have a tumah that would disqualify him. But v'loy ketonim afrishin, It doesn't say in our Mishnah that they would separate another kohen also for 7 days in case the first one had some type of a tumah. Now, what would happen is if there would be some type of psul in the kohen gadol, this one that they're preparing him, he's going to know the avodis. They're preparing him. They're prepping him. He's not leaving on any vacation, but he's not being separated from his house for 7 days because it only says maskinin. They prepared him, not mafrishin, and therefore you see that he's going to be doing the avodah in case something happens to that kohen gadol without doing one of the components of the halacha in Kippurim, which is to make afrasha 7 days before. Now, Bechitim, if you're going to answer me and say, oh, my maskinin, what does it mean that they prepared him? Mafrishin, they separated him. Yes, because all the components of the halacha in Kippurim are ma'akiv. But then if that's the case, then listen, our Mishnah should have said, then both by the original Kohen Gadol and the one that they're preparing should have said the same terminology of being mesakenim, of preparing him, or each one, both the original Kohen Gadol, which it does say Afrasha, and the one that they were preparing in case, should have also used the same terminology, mafrishin. And the fact that it has a discrepancy in the Lashainis, that first it says mafrishin Kohen Gadol, and the other one that only says maskinen, sounds like that it's not the same thing and that they did not separate him. But if you tell me that you're learning it out from miluim, it should have the same halachic status as miluim, that we should be concerned that it doesn't help to prepare another Kohen Gadol if he's not being separated 7 days beforehand. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan has responded to Rish Lakish, says, it's a good question. So Elamar Meheche Yalafla. So where do you learn out that by Yom Kippurim you're going to have to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before? Because you're right, if you learn like I was learning from miluim, you have this problem in our Mishnah that sounds like it's not going to work to prepare another kohen if he's not going to be separated 7 days before, and it should be ma'akib. So Amar Shlaka responded, he says, Misinai, I learned that from what happened by Har Sinai. And that is, we find over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was separated before he entered into the Machne Shechina. The Chassid, like it says, a pasuk in Shemais, says, V'yishkin kaved Hashem al Har Sinai, that the glory of Hashem rested upon Mount Sinai, and that the clouds covered Moshe Rabbeinu, sheishes yamim, for 6 days, and then the yikra Moshe b'yom shvi'i, and then Hashem called Moshe on the seventh day, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu entered. Now, Mechti, let's see. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, the yikra Moshe b'yom shvi'i, that Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day. So, my sheishes yamim. Why does it say that he was there for 6 days? Obviously, if he's calling him on the seventh, I know he was there for 6 days. So, why does it say he was there for 6 days? So, zebana'av, this is a building block to teach you for all areas. Shekola nichnas b'machne shechina, whoever's entering the camp, the divine camp, that of where the shechina is, which includes the Beis HaMikdash, which includes Har Sinai, ta'in prisha shisha, requires to be separated 6 days before, and that's why it says sheishes yam, to say that you have to wait 6 days before entering machne shechina by Sinai. That's why I learned Yom Kippurim, the same thing, where he's going into the kachet kachim, he's going to machne shechina, he requires a separation 6 days before. Now that the Gemara asks, how could you learn from Sinai? V'anan shivatanan. Our Mishnah says they separate him 7 days before, not 6 days before. The pasuk by Sinai says 6 days, and our Mishnah says 7 days. So that the Gemara says, Masnitin Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri. Our Mishnah says 7 days. You're right, although the Ikar Limud is 6 days, there's only from Sinai, our Mishnah requires 7 days, is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri. The Chayesh that he's concerned, as we continue on top of Dalam and Alf, L'tumas Beisai. He's concerned about the Tumah of the Kohen Gadol's wife. And that is, if let's say the Kohen Gadol will be having marital relations with his wife, and then if she might see Dam during intercourse, and then if she sees Dam during when they're being intimate, the Kohen Gadol is going to be tummy for 7 days, as the halacha of someone that's boiling it, if someone has relations with a woman that's menstruating, he becomes tummy for 7 days, and therefore, if you're only going to separate him 6 days before, he's not going to be able to do that by Yom Kippurim, and that's why we require it to be separated 7 days before. So though the concept of the separation, the source is from Sinai, which is 6 days before, however, our Mishnah requires another day more, 7 days, is for this added concern of that if we're only separating 6 days before, and the day before is when he has Tashmish Hamita with his wife, and then if she becomes a Nida, he's going to be Tameh for 7 days, and then he's not going to be able to do that Vaidah on Yom Kippurim. That's why they separate not only 6 days, but even 7 days before the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah on Yom Kippurim.